Good morning. All right. Thank you. Yeah, why not? So, Deuteronomy. I always feel like a real preacher when I go to the Old Testament, so this is really good stuff. Dealing with thoughts on Memorial Day, and perhaps these bring different emotions to you. Perhaps some of you have decorated graves already or been in thought of your loved ones. But 32:7 says, "Remember the days of old. Consider the generations long past. Ask your father and he will tell you, your elders, and they will explain to you." So thinking about doing that, you know, just on an individual level for ourselves, families, but corporately too, as a body of Christ, what to remember, what maybe not to remember. Looking it up in the concordance I had at home, a Crudence, there were over 150 references that talked about remembering. Either you remember this, or why didn't you remember that sort of thing. So you think of your own childhood, think of your own life, think of times when you remembered and things times when you didn't remember. Because there are quite a few times when we don't remember, and there are reasons why we don't remember, perhaps. So, Gene, if you could come up here. Got a little memory game that I want you to do. And, again, some are going to be at more advantage than others, so that's life. Some people are at more advantage than others. So, I'm going to have her take around this tray with these items on it. And there are only five items on the tray. And if you could walk up the aisle and then come back down the other aisle and just make sure everybody gets a chance. Then once everybody's had a chance to look, when she's all done, I'm going to ask you three questions. Oh, I didn't think about cell phone cameras. Okay. There be those of us that are not, so that's... What? Yeah. Kay is writing things down? No, it's memory. It's... There you go. There you go. I'm with you. Way to go. There's a woman prepared. She's wanting to be sure. Okay. Yeah, we're making it all the way to the back. Everybody's getting pretty fair shot at it. Again, like I say, it won't be right under your nose, but hey. We're just trying to remember things. Just take careful note of her in that tray. Now, do you want to just step back?
Oh, sure.
That way you're kind of off in the soundproof, secluded room that we have at our studio. No, you better step outside. Yeah, there might be other things. Okay. Three questions. Jean was wearing a black jacket. How many snaps did she have at the top?
Two.
Okay, very good. All right, Jean was wearing earrings. What kind of earrings was she wearing? And I'm not saying pierced earrings. I'm saying what kind of earrings did she wear? Pretty earrings. That's what I would have said. They're very nice, very appropriate. very accentuating. Okay, little black things down there. Okay, what kind of shoes did she have on? Okay, open-toed with straps. Very good. All right, Jean, my dear. Oh, Jean. Come back up. Yay, give her a hand. Yeah, she did a good job. Yeah, set it right there. It's fine. What we remember. What are we looking for? What are we distracted by? What are we misled to think? I mean, some of that was just to sort of divert your attention, that, but how much of our lives are spent looking at all these things and we miss the essential? And could say that with this case in particular, we see things, we see the materials of life, but we miss the person. And so Memorial Day, I think it's good because I think for the most part we're remembering people, remembering their essence and who they were and what there was about them. Memorial Day came about because they wanted to have a special time to honor those especially who died in battle. And they wanted to have a special time to decorate graves. The unique thing that came to me, and perhaps it will speak to you, is the memory thing. What do you remember? And we often honor veterans at Memorial Day. And I hadn't, you know, told these people I was going to ask them, but Uncle Wayne, could you come up here, please? And Ben, could you come up here, please? Yeah, we can just stand down here. When we sometimes remember, when we remember, supposedly, we honor veterans. We think of those that have gone to war for us. And we take someone that would have been around World War II. And for a lot of people that are, let's say, elementary, secondary, you know, in school, when we come to that and we say, let's honor these people or let's think about folks that died back in World War II, well, most kids, I know I was one, I would look and see all these old guys stand up. And I would see people like Uncle Wayne. But for the mothers and fathers who are going to a graveside today, they don't see this age. They see him. So, think about that for your own heart, but think about that for others, that they're not seeing just old men in graves. They're seeing young men, young women in graves. So remember. Remember what it's about. Thanks. And perhaps for mothers in particular, they don't even see a young man or a young woman. They remember holding a baby. So think of that. So we talk to each other. Remember the days of old. Consider the generations long past. Your title, message title, is not only part of your website, but I thought maybe it will spur you sometime to get real Quakerly and ask questions. We're good at asking questions. We're not overly demanding sometimes, but we do ask questions, queries. And so perhaps when you look at your www.blfc, you can remember. Now, two ways to remember. You could remember it this way. When weren't we beacon lights for Christ? Where weren't we beacon lights for Christ? Why weren't we beacon lights for Christ? You can think in that context. And perhaps in a little bit we're going to learn, yeah, we need to think about that stuff so we can move forward, not to just beat each other up and think about the negative past. But we can put it in it. Well, when were we beacon lights for Christ? I remember. Why were we beacon lights for Christ? I remember, because we were Christ-centered. We were honoring Him in all things. You know. And where were we? Now, if you really work hard, you can get a who and you can get a what and other things. But I thought, boy, 9 questions is plenty for you to think about. So you can have those 3 in the negative side. Why weren't we? Where weren't we? You know, that. Or we can think, when were we? Where can we get that essence again from the generations past to continue to move forward? And you can look forward as you think about your little WWWBLFC. When will we be lights for Christ? Where will we be lights for Christ? So, you can put it in the forward thinking. You know, taking what we know from the past and moving forward. All of us have pasts. And corporately, you have a past. Even though you may have just been attending here a few years, you're still part of the past because it's part of your heritage now as joining here. So how do you work with that to grab the energy and to move forward? Shaking off. You know, the scripture tells us, shake off the stuff that's going to hold you back and move forward. And we can remember things. You look back at Numbers 15, 39, and 40. It says to remember His commandments. Great. You know, we could stop there and say, I know all 10. I got them. I got them right here. But if you read deep and go further, it says remember and do. So, we need to remember, but we also need to do. We can remember, but if we're not looking forward and thinking, when will we be lights for Christ, we're missing out. And it's when will we be lights for Christ? It's not, when will we be the bright and shining light so that everybody can look at our church and say, wow, there's a really nice church. I think, from my experience, we're missing things when we want people to look at us as a church, but we are on the right track when we're saying we're trying to embody Christ here. That's what we're about, honoring Christ, worshiping Him when we come together. Yeah, seeking to worship Him, not ourselves. Not worship the past, because yeah, sometimes I glory in the past too. You know, I can still think back when I was a senior, you know, how good we were and all that sort of things, and I get better as the year goes on. And I can't glory in those days, but I can glory in Christ by having Him live through me at this present time. Remembering. I don't know what your thoughts are, you know, on The Lion King. I don't know. Because, I mean, you know, it's a Disney thing, and it's got stuff in there that, yeah, but there was a section of it that some people brought to our church retreat one time, and it spoke to me, because there's a portion of it where it's saying a father to a son, remember who you are. And I see God telling me that quite often, Harlan, remember who you are. Now, it's a little bit more than when, you know, I remember being at Jean's house, and her brother John would be going out on a date or something, And Martha would say as he headed out the door, remember who you are and what you stand for. This is more, remember who you are. You are a child of God. You are something special. Get out there and do that which you can. It may not seem as magnanimous. It may not seem as grand. It may not seem that great. But you go out there and do what you can. So, Isaac, can we cue that up and look at that?
That's not my father. It's just my reflection.
No. Look hard. You see, he lives in you.
How can I go back? I'm not who I used to be.
Remember who you are. You are my son and the one true king. Remember who you are.
No, please, don't leave me.
Remember.
Father!
Remember.
Don't leave me.
The weather. Very peculiar, don't you think?
Yeah. Looks like the winds are changing.
Change is good.
Yeah, but it's not easy. I know what I have to do, but going back means I'll have to face my past. I've been running from it for so long. Ow! Jeez, what was that for?
It doesn't matter. It's in the past.
Yeah, but it still hurts.
Oh, yes, the past can hurt. But the way I see it, you can either run from it or learn from it. Ah! You see? So what are you going to do?
First, I'm going to take your stick.
No! Not a stick! Hey! Where are you going?
I'm going back!
Good! Go on! Get out of here!
Good. Ah, sometimes there's affirmations on whether to do something, but when I heard change is good, I thought, yeah. Because we can change. We can remember, but we can move forward. And we can learn from the past. That's still one of my favorite comedic bits, for him to whack him in the head and say, don't worry about it, it's in the past. Still hurts. And maybe we have that too from our past. Still hurts. What'd you learn? What can you do to move forward in life, in bringing Christ to the people around you? So, we chase after our Father. But he says, just remember who you are. That way you won't forget me, because I've made you special. But we always honor the Father first. Because that's where our energy comes from, that's where our hope comes from, that's where our love comes from. So, hope you have a wonderful day today, chance to think of generations past, think of family, friends, loved ones. But we do that with the thought of moving forward, in creating a bigger circle of friends and family of faith. Blessings to you. May it be for you and may it be for me. Amen.